Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And now it's time for Ben and Skins Weekly Update. Featuring veteran news anchor KT Fun Tweets. Here are the important stories he's currently tracking from around the world.
I mean, and it is an important story, the first one. Ben, you ever play, I don't. You know the game of Words with Friends?
Yes. I used to play quite a bit, but I don't play it anymore.
There used to be a popular thing. I know in the media circles, all the radio guys and TV guys are like playing Words with Friends with each other, which is like Scrabble.
Yeah.
So this story is pretty awesome. There's a 22-year-old rapper from East Harlem named Spencer. And he said it's him and his friends were going around the room, and they were talking about who their best friends were. And then when it was his turn, he said, my best friend's an 81-year-old white woman who lives in a retirement community in Florida. So, okay, they're all laughing. But he's like, no, seriously, guys. I met her playing Words with Friends, and she's my homegirl. And, she's actually one of my better friends now. So they're giving him hell. Well, he got on a plane the other day. And he put it out on Twitter as he flew from New York to Florida and hung out with his 81-year-old friend, Rosalina.
Rosalina? Okay, what is the age difference?
Okay, 60 years. 22 and 81, that's 60 years, man.
Wow.
So he went out and he says that they were just playing Words with Friends. They played over 300 games together, and they talked, and they became really good friends. So he went to meet her, and like... Okay, so like there's this whole thing, or there's like the dating apps and the Tinders and the Bumbles and all that stuff. I think like where you could go meet women. So if you want to meet GILFs, I guess you play Words with Friends. If you wanted to meet a GILF, hypothetically.
Uh-huh.
Is that what you do? I don't know.
I think no.
I'm not saying they have anything going on. They could just be friends.
I think what you would do is maybe hang out at like the grocery store by the Metamucil, or maybe by the yogurt, or I don't know.
I just can't, like, when you become friends with someone, it's generally because you have something in common, and I'm wondering what they have in common. I mean, he's a rapper and a rap producer, and she's 81, so I don't even know. At 81, are you anything anymore? You're just old.
Does she even dabble in making beats?
That would be tight if she's throwing down her
jam. I mean,
jam.
What if she's just got, you know, she's just like is really into making little drum patterns.
My name's Rosalina, and I go real hard to the senior center where I play cards. I mean, I don't know. It's just funny they're posting Twitter, and I had a little lunch, had a good time. So shout out to these guys. Here it is. Doesn't matter how old you are. There's still time for old people.
Skin.
That's the lesson.
Skin used to say this, what was this saying about old people?
They're living.
They get old and then they die.
I
can't remember. Some sort. He had a poem.
Well, that's old school.
Yeah.
That's what happens.
That's what happens to get old.
Old people and then they die.
Yeah.
It's true.
Sorry, no offense.
iTunes has released their top 20 shows. I guess top 20 downloaded shows, Ben.
iTunes.
2017.
iTunes?
Well, yeah, if you're going to download it on iTunes.
Okay, so that doesn't mean anything on Netflix. That rules out Netflix. I'm not sure. Let's get into the list.
Well, now you're asking a question that I'm not sure the answer
to. Let's get into the list.
But the point is, like, you don't have it, so you go buy it on iTunes. That's what a lot of people do with TV now. Top 20. You want to take a few guesses?
Okay, so these are shows of the year.
Yeah.
Put Walking Dead up there.
Walking Dead, number two most downloaded show on iTunes. So I'm not paying for AMC. I'm just downloading The Walking Dead.
Number two. Okay. Give me a hint.
Number one is very, very popular, and will not be around in 2018.
Ooh.
But will be around in 2019.
Ooh, a phone is ringing. That is Game of Thrones.
Game of Thrones, the number one. So that makes sense. Like, I don't want to pay for HBO, but I do like Game of Thrones. I'll just download it off iTunes.
Interesting. And so they still make their money, and so they're happy?
The old a la carte method that you can kind of do.
Okay.
Number three is a very popular CBS show that I think is stupid.
Two and a Half Men?
No. A little more current.
It's the one with the hot chick and the two nerds?
Yeah, Big Bang Theory.
Big Bang Theory.
Number four is a show that's on Hulu, and it's animated, and everyone says it's great, and I will watch it, because it's the maker of Community who does it. It's called Rick and Morty.
Oh, I haven't seen it.
And it's apparently incredible, but I haven't started it. Number five, an FX show that you started and quit.
Oh, Always Sunny in Philadelphia?
No, FX drama. An hour-long drama that you quit.
I've quit a lot of shows.
And it was good, and there's some...
The Americans?
Yeah, The Americans.
Yeah.
Americans is really good, man.
Can I just intercept this and comment on a show? Those of you who don't know, KT is the TV show whisperer. If KT tells you about a TV show, just shut up and go watch it. DVR it, because he doesn't miss.
Yeah, don't ask questions.
DVR and shut up. And I want to compliment you on one that I think has been one of the best shows of the year, The Mick.
The Mick is amazing.
I can't believe how good it is because it's on network TV. I don't even watch a lot of network TV anymore.
It doesn't feel like network TV sometimes, dude. There's the one where the grandma got in bed with her.
Yes. Oh, my God. I watched one last night. I don't know when it was from because we DVR'd it. And this guy is drunk at the bar with his girl. And the bartender's about to ask them to leave. And she's like, we're not leaving. We're not drunk. He's like, you've had too many. She goes, no, we haven't. And she's trying to talk, and she actually kind of half throws up in her beer, in her glass.
Last night.
So the guy's like, and so the boyfriend's going to step up and do the noble thing so they don't get kicked out. He's like, what? I'm thirsty. I think I'll drink this beer. And the bartender's like, don't do it, dude. Don't do it. He's like, oh, why wouldn't I? This is just a beer. He drinks it. Oh, my God.
They put the kids in some awkward positions, too. The little five-year-old kid, they've messed him up because they're not raising him properly.
Oh.
And he's just so demented.
And the sister looked at him last night, the episode I watched, and goes, I can't wait to see how you turn out.
No, that was a great line because it's going to be horrible.
Yeah, so if you say it's a good show, everybody just shut up and DVR.
It's also Caitlin Olsen of It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. Yep. Who is it? She's Sweet D and Always Sunny.
Yep.
In fact, I saw a tweet she had last night saying, our house is not safe right now. So
in Cali?
L.A. is just a hill of fire right now. So number six is Suits. It's an USA show that I wouldn't know anything about.
Never saw.
Number seven is something called Paw Patrol, which is either about grandpas or dogs.
Never seen it.
Choppy's a big fan of it.
Number eight, This Is Us.
Oh, my God. Okay. So my wife watches This Is Us.
The cry show.
I will say This Is Us is maybe the best acting of any TV show I've ever seen.
Overacting?
I don't think so. I think it's
a lot of crying.
I think it's exceptional acting. But it's too heavy. It's so heavy. Like, I don't even know. She'll watch it and just go to sleep. I'm like, I can't even just lay here and hear it because now I've got all these thoughts in my head. This is like. Every single episode is like...
Someone dies.
Oh, someone's dying, or you're reflecting back on your life because now you got the older version of you looking back on the mistakes you made as a father. And, oh, it is so heavy, dude. I don't know how people... I mean, you can't binge watch that. It's way too heavy.
Number nine, Modern Family. 10, Grey's Anatomy. 11, Better Call Saul. 12 is Sherlock. 13, Scandal. 14, Choppy likes this one, too. RuPaul's Drag Race.
RuPaul was recently in Broad City.
Oh, really?
And did a hell of a job.
I don't have Comedy Central anymore.
Broad City's bringing it.
Did it not fall off?
Broad City's got it going.
How come
on?
I haven't been hearing anything about it?
Well, a couple of the episodes fell off.
It's the workaholics method.
Yeah, a couple of them have been
good. Three seasons and then it fell off.
A couple of them have been really good.
It's okay, you can say it. It fell off.
A couple of the episodes have been really good. The chick hooks up with her old high school teacher now that she's a grown up. And so she's dating her high school teacher, and there's some weird stuff going on. It's really awesome.
It's a shocking show.
Yeah.
I'll have more stuff tomorrow, Ben, for a weekday update.
All right.
I got so much left over.
Since I've hyped you up as being a TV guy, can you just tell us a couple of your favorite TV shows
of all time?
Well, just some.
I'm not watching much right now.
Just
American Vandals on Netflix, if anyone hasn't seen that yet.
I've not seen it.
Get to it. It's the mystery of who drew the dongs on the car.
Okay.
It's so good, man. It's really? Like Making a Murderer, but better.
All right.
Yeah, better than
obviously
making
a comedy.
Sort of, yeah.
Sort of?
Yeah.
All right, I'm a tree. I'm just going to shut up and go watch
really
it.
It's really good.
I'm going to go binge watch it because you said to.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.